Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
One Direction tribute to Liam Payne dominates a lot of the front pages this morning. The Irish Sun, "We love you, brother." 1D's tribute to tragic bandmate. Liam Payne's devastated former One Direction bandmates last night hailed him as their brother. Police found drugs and alcohol in the 31-year-old's hotel room in the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires, and details emerged of a staff 911 call about a guest trashing everything and putting his life at risk. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, "Our kind, funny, brave soul." Liam Payne's death has been met by a global outpouring of grief as his family, friends, fans and showbiz pals paid emotional tributes. Liam's family described him as a kind, funny and brave soul, and his former bandmates said the memories we shared will be treasured forever. The Irish Daily Mail, "Record label dumped Liam before fatal drugs binge." Tragic One Direction star Liam Payne was dumped by his record label days before he plunged to his death. As the 31-year-old former boy band singer's life dramatically unravelled, he went on a booze-fuelled bender. This is what the Mail says. Before plummeting from the balcony of his hotel suite in Argentina. Investigators last night revealing he had 25 separate injuries from the fall and he didn't try to protect himself. I think the assumption there being because he was drunk at the time. That's the Mail. Then the front of the Irish Daily Star goes with Liam's final hours. Star's hotel room trashed, drugs and powder found, and his bandmates say, "We love you." There are pages upon pages about Liam Payne in pretty much all the papers today. So there's also an 8-page pullout I see in the Irish Daily Star about Liam Payne, "A Life in the Spotlight," it's called. On to other stories. The front of the Irish Independent, continuing its coverage of Sinn Féin, and it says that former Senator Niall O'Donnell continued to claim expenses for accommodation and travel to Leinster House after he told the party he was resigning from the Shannon. Houses of the Oireachtas records show he last clocked in to Leinster House on September 13th last year. That's the same day he was suspended by Sinn Féin, but the records reveal that he continued to be paid €2,125 a month in expenses for the next 3 months until it was officially announced he would be resigning as a senator. The Irish Independent also tells us as well that Sinn Féin has backed the removal of Niall O'Donnell's portrait from Belfast City Hall, so that portrait being removed with the support of Sinn Féin. The Irish Times on the front page has more on Kieran Dernan, the 8-year-old child now believed to have been killed up to 2 years ago. That paper says on the front page that Kieran was taken out of school back in 2022, with officials assuming he'd moved to a school in Northern Ireland. And it seems that this is how authorities failed to notice the child was missing for so long. It may have fallen through the cracks, said a source. The Irish Examiner on the front page has more on Rory Gallagher's iconic guitar, "Coming Home." It's "Coming Home." Rory Gallagher's famous Fender Stratocaster is to be donated to the state after it was bought at auction in London. It was sold yesterday for €841,000. Then you add on a premium and it goes to over €1 million, basically. So the guitar was bought by Live Nation Gaiety, which is founded by Cork promoter Dennis Desmond, and they plan to donate it to the National Museum of Ireland. So thank God we didn't lose that. I thought the state might buy it at one stage, but at least it is coming home to Ireland and will be in the National Museum of Ireland. Inside the papers, there's a big call for cyber break this weekend. CyberSafe Kids is encouraging families to take a cyber break from 5 p.m. this evening until 5 p.m. tomorrow evening. And the Examiner says children as young as 8 are having a hard time disconnecting from the internet. Not surprising when their parents also struggle to disconnect. More than 1 in 4 children as young as 8 are struggling to spend time away from games and social media. More than half of 8 to 12 year olds and almost 2/3 of 12 to 14 year olds feel they spend far too much time online, and more than a quarter of 8 to 14 year olds say they find it hard to spend time away from gaming and social media. Elsewhere, if you're looking for something to watch on the telly tonight, all the papers have Who's on the Late Late, and it actually is A-listers tonight. I know some nights people complain about the level of fame of some of the guests, but tonight they have Colin Farrell, Rupert Everett and Aidan Quinn all on the show. They're on for different reasons. The Star tells us that also Vogue Williams is in the lineup. She's going to talk about her recent tour of the USA. And Rick Astley is going to perform Never Gonna Give You Up. Who's always, I like Rick Astley, so that'll be good to see. If you're in the mood for watching The Late Late tonight, that's Who's on It. Finally, a couple of surveys in the papers, one from The Eye about road rage. A lot of you on the road early this morning, and the most common type of road rage is someone beeping their horn. This is followed by swearing, rude hand gestures, driving very closely behind another car to speed it up. I constantly see this on the N7 and the outside lane. The driver in front clearly isn't going fast enough, and the car behind them, right up beyond them, or behind them. Winding down a window and shouting is another form of road rage that people are seeing. Also, aggressively overtaking, dangerously overtaking or undertaking, aggressively undertaking, erratic driving, cutting others up on purpose with no regard for right of way. Some of the types of road rage that people are seeing, number one, is when they beep the horn aggressively. And final survey is about what winds us up at the office. Number one, according to the Irish Daily Mail, is when other people don't do their jobs properly. The second pet peeve for workers is when I don't get the information I need, followed by when I'm micromanaged, when people don't respect me, when I don't get credit for my work, when people don't listen to me, when someone's not being a team player, when I'm given too much work to do, and when people don't include me. So apparently workers are very selfish, and these are the issues that annoy them in the office, according to this new survey. They say, you thought David Brent was bad. Here's what really winds us up in the office. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.